on customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes. I looked at my account this morning for other reasons, and it shows a charge on my card from you guys, and I'm just trying to figure out why, because we didn't order anything.
All right, let me see if I can pull it up for you. What's your zip code?
52501.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Kimberly Roberts.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
609 North Green Street, Ottumwa, Iowa, 52501.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to try to win a Makita grill?
No.
Or have you received any information about taking a survey to win a Makita drill through a sweepstakes entry?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Well, it's showing that your information was used for that, which when you do that, try to do that entry to win that Makita drill, it tells you that it enrolls you into our Bites Hub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89. So are you saying this is a fraud claim?
That is correct. Because, I mean, when was it completed? I guess I should ask. Or I guess done. Yeah, when was that?
It's showing here on May the 17th. Well, that's today,
so today?
Actually. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because when I got off work, I opened up my account because I was going to go over to Walmart. And I just needed to see if I had enough because I wanted to buy my daughter something. So I wanted to see if I had enough of my checking, if I'd have to switch stuff over. And, you know, obviously I noticed that, you know, wasn't as much as I thought it was in there. So I started checking it out. And, you know, some of the charges, I was like, oh, crap, yeah, those things came out. But when I saw that one, I was like, what is it? Because I work for the railroad, so we're not even allowed to have our phones on. And I started at midnight.
Oh, okay.
And I got off of work at 9 o'clock this morning.
Well, I guess somebody has your information if it wasn't you.
Yeah, and I've already been to my bank because I was, you know, was worried and everything. And so, like, I already, you know, shut down that card and everything. But what they said was since it's pending, it still could go through my account. So that's why I figured I'd call you guys to see if we could stop payment on that.
Well, it's already approved on our end, but I'll cancel your and transfer you to fraud and then kind of like charge for you.
Okay, so would it just reverse it then?
When you get a fraud, yeah, so basically how it works, yeah, it'll be on your bill. So just pay it because it's going to be already, you know, charged, and then you'll get the reversal on your bill within 3 to 5 business days. Give me 1 second. We have to speak with fraud for that.
Okay.
One second, I'm just still getting all the information ready for you.
Okay.
All right, let's see what we have available for you. 1 second.
Okay.
One moment. One second or so checking for you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, let's get you over 1 second.